On June the 23rd, those over the age of 18 will have the chance to vote in an in-out referendum.
Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programs on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU Referendum Hub. Denmark joined the European Union in 1973, along with the United Kingdom and Ireland. The country, like the UK, experiences a lot of Euroscepticism. It has a population of around 5 million, and its capital, Copenhagen, is home to the Rococo Frederiksstaden district and is a metropolitan area. Denmark is not a member of the Eurozone, as it chose to keep its own currency, the Danish krone. Surrounded by the Baltic and North Seas, it's located between Norway and Sweden and borders Germany. Niels Hoffma explains what it's like to live in Denmark and be a member of the Ever Closer Union.
Hi, my name is Niels Hoffma. I'm from Denmark and I study an MA in sports journalism at the University of Lincoln, and I finish in September. Second of all, I think it's nice to be a part of something more than just a country, like something bigger, like the European Union. I think it's very good because, first of all, you get some benefits if you want to work and study abroad, and it gives you some kind of togetherness with other European countries. I think the main benefit is for people like myself and other people who want to work in other European countries to do that very smoothly without so many obstacles to do so. It's very easy to go abroad to study and to work. It's very important to have that kind of mobility in Europe, so you can go from Denmark and work in the UK and vice versa. I'm pro-European Union, so I don't really see any major disadvantages of being a part of the European Union, but if I had to say something, I would say that there can be some issues with people from maybe poorer countries in the European Union, for example, Eastern European countries, coming to countries like Denmark and the UK to not just to work but maybe to claim benefits without wanting to do anything more than that. But in all fairness, I would say that I think it's just a small portion of people from Eastern Europe who does that. If there was a referendum in Denmark, I would say that if we were to leave the European Union, then I would say that we still had to cooperate with countries like Germany, Sweden, other European countries. So, and it would be way more difficult to arrange, for example, conditions of trade. And some people in the UK, maybe they think themselves a bit more distant to mainland Europe than other European citizens, because I think it's more tradition. Like, they have, for example, they all have their own currency, they're not a part of the euro. So I would say that's typical of the UK. It's kind of in the culture that the UK has to be a bit distant, or distance themselves from other European countries. When that being said, I would say that maybe it's also good that this debate is going on at the moment. People, they can really take a stand in terms of where they are. And also, if it's going to be maybe a yes or no, something might change in the European Union.
So, on June the 23rd, those over the 18 in the United Kingdom can vote in the in-out referendum.
And Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programs on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU Referendum Hub,
where you'll find all of the states represented by their flags. Click on the flag and find out more from people who live in those countries.